Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present Chaser by Miyasha.
Leah.
Kenny, stop! Please, Kenny!
I cried for my life. It wasn't even about the baby anymore because I was sure it was dead. There was no way it could have withstood the blows that Kenny delivered directly to my stomach. Not to mention his dragging me around on the concrete floors. My poor baby was gone. I was feeling weaker with each punch. I was losing consciousness and I realized Kenny was trying to kill me.
Please, Kenny, don't kill me.
I said with the little energy I had.
Please.
Kenny turned me over on my back and straddled my neck and my upper chest. He looked in my eyes as I gagged for air. He was blurry to me. In fact, everything was blurry. I turned to my right, and the door to one of the guest rooms was open. The furniture in it looked like it was floating. All the colors from the sage-colored paint on the walls to the olive-green silk drapes on the window and the multicolored oriental rugs on the hardwood floors blended together, forming one big rainbow cloud. When I looked up at the recessed lights that lined the ceiling in our hallway, I felt nauseous. I wanted to close my eyes to avoid the dizzy feeling I had, but I was afraid if I did, I would die. So I fought with all my might to keep my eyelids from drooping. And just as I was beginning to give up on trying to stay alive, I felt Kenny's weight lift up off of me, and I heard him walking away from me and down the stairs. I felt a sense of relief, as I believed he was finished with me.